This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're a week away now from that manufactured retail frenzy that is the day after Thanksgiving. Retailers want you to come in for the one-day deals they're touting, but many of those bargains are no longer one-day deals, and you may not even have to come into the store to get them, which has retailers saying to themselves, what have we done, and what do we do next? Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
The day after Thanksgiving has signaled the start of the holiday shopping season for years. A big day for retailers, or at least it used to be.
I think what you're seeing now is the start or middle of a trend where Black Friday decreases in importance.
Yori Wormser is a retailing analyst at eMarketer.
It's probably still going to be a significant shopping day, but at the same time, it probably is going to lose its singular significance in the season.
Kathy Allen is with the National Retail Federation. She says Black Friday numbers were down more than 10% last year.
Retailers are still very interested in getting people in their doors and on their websites, but the notion of it being the first time to shop during the holiday season is just long gone.
Retailers want you to start thinking about buying things sooner, and a lot are complaining about the lack of impulse buying nowadays because more people are shopping online and not even coming into the store. As a result, you're not going to buy a new TV and coming home with a car full of sweaters and that $19.99 cookware set.
What's more important than foot traffic is sales.
Sucharita Mulpuru is a retail research analyst at Forrester.
I think that, you know, kind of this observation of foot traffic and physical stores being down is absolutely affected by the fact that more people are pre-shopping online.
But not all retailers are created equal. Pradeep Chintagunta is a professor of marketing at the University of Chicago.
I also think that there might be some difference between larger retailers and smaller retailers as to how they approach it. If you're a smaller retailer trying to actually break out into the marketplace, this might be a useful thing for you to continue to do.
Black Friday's not going anywhere. Retailers are still going to use the term to advertise those crazy deals you're able to get your hands on. It's also just going to continue to lengthen. You're not going to have to wait out in the cold at 2 in the morning for doors to open so you can get that radical new gaming system your kids have been bugging you for. Next year, you might be able to buy it on the cheap in September. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.